today's guests, Sören Jutzikas from Zurich Insurance and Norbert Domen from Caruso.
I see that in three levels. The, let's say, level to success of a specific project, the, for sure, data access. Good. The next one is, do I have a good use case? Okay. But the most important thing is, can you describe the benefits for your customer in one sentence? If not, go back to your homework. Yeah, because we see a lot of projects in the entire industry where use case was okay, data was okay, but the project weren't successful because nobody understood the customer.
Tech Talk, the automotive aftermarket podcast.
Hi and welcome to the latest episode of our Tech Talk aftermarket podcast. Today we have two guests, Sören Jutzikas, product owner Connected Cars at Zurich Insurance, and Norbert Domen, managing director Caruso. And you probably guessed it, we'll be talking about telematics data. We catch up with Caruso on what the current state of the platform and the access to in-vehicle data is, how Zurich Insurance and Caruso came together as partners, how to manage, or better, how to get user consent when accessing vehicle data, what data is exactly available for service providers, why insurance companies and especially Zurich is way more agile and innovative than you may think and not like this big dinosaur we all have in mind, how the loss of ownership will affect the mobility industry and what it means for their respective companies when the big tech players like Apple and Google are now entering the telematics and even the car market as well. Very nice talk, very insightful, because the two are basically a living use case of telematics data. So without further ado, let's jump right into the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of our Tech Talk here live from Automechanica. Today we have two guests in the next interview, and this is Sören from Zurich Versicherung and Norbert from Caruso. So I guess we start first with a little introduction of yourselves, and we start with our guest because Norbert is more or less family member of Tech Alliance. So Sören, can you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing at Zurich Versicherung and how the connection to Caruso happened?
Yeah, so I'm Sören Jutzikas. I'm with Zurich since 2014 already. And since 1 year, I'm the product owner for everything related with connected cars. And we're running a test field currently, and maybe we'll chat about it later. And we are working with Caruso also since more than a year before I took this job. And we are really excited about what will come.
Thank you. And Norbert, maybe a short introduction.
Yeah, thanks, Christian. Yeah, I'm Norbert, the managing director of Caruso since fall 2020. And what is Caruso? Caruso is a marketplace, a neutral marketplace to gain access to in-vehicle data. And this one is totally industry driven. That means we are owned by major players of the automotive aftermarket. And our vision and mission is to get access to that kind of data for multi-brand vehicles.
Great, thank you. And you have, as you mentioned, 2 years. So it's nearly or close to your 2 years anniversary at Caruso.
Yeah, so it was at the end of August.
Yes. Yeah. And so myself having a Caruso past as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a question from me would be, what happened in the last 2 years? Because when I was at Caruso, we were in this crazy, it was even pre-company phase back then. And then we started a company where we're in the ramp-up phase. We did a lot of marketing efforts, getting the message out, doing all the political groundwork and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. How did the business change in the last 2 years?
I would say two major things. Christian, because you were part of Caruso, that the major problem was always the lack of data accessibility. So, and we solved that in the last 2 years. We now have 15 OEMs under contract. So, and that is, we passed the critical mass, I would say, to be able to let use cases be airborne. And this is the most important thing. The next one is for sure we aligned our strategy. This was one of the first things we had to do, because there were a lot of up and downs and changes as a reaction of a lack of data. But we came back to our roots, that we said, okay, we are here to gain that access. And we concentrate all our activities to do so. And the result are 15 OEMs under contracts. For sure, there are some missing, but we are very optimistic that we can solve that in the next couple of years.
And you were starting at Caruso shortly before COVID kicked in. Yeah. How was that? Being like the new managing director of a company and then everyone is remote, home office.
Yeah, virtual company. So you cannot train that. Yeah, this was totally new for me. And I don't want to do that anymore. It's not easy, but it worked. So due to a fantastic team at Caruso, this worked perfectly. Far above my own expectation, I have to say.
Nice. No. And Caruso, small startup, agile, maybe easy doing the work from home. Zurich Insurance, big company, insurance company. How did it work out for you?
Also pretty well, I must say. So I think almost everyone was able to work mobile before. And so we could just go home and work from there, basically. So we were really a little bit surprised how good it went, actually.
Nice. And now no one is coming back to the office, or?
We see that people are coming back. Okay. It's not like 2019, but I think you have to just see what are the benefits for every work situation, right? And some are very much more beneficial to be in the office, to be together, to work together. And others, work from home.
And in general, Automechanica Frankfurt, you see a lot of different companies in our value chain, but not many insurance companies. So what brings you here?
Yeah, so basically, of course, our partnership together with Caruso and to get a overview, what drives the market, what challenges are there, and what could be our role with connected cars moving forward.
Nice. So I did my homework, of course. I was stalking you on the internet and also Zurich Versicherung or Zurich Insurance. So what I saw is that you did this startup boiler, this innovation award innovation championships, which Caruso participated. So what was for Caruso? How did you find out about it? And then what was your motive to take part in this?
Honestly, I have no idea how we found that out. Honestly, we have to ask.
Maybe
Tina.
Because everyone was in home office, browsing, googling 24/7.
I have honestly no idea. But just kidding. But this was a fantastic experience. Because our learning curve was very, very steep due to the fact that we were part of the business. Yeah, we could learn a lot from how a customer really thinks, what a customer really needs. It was a fantastic journey. It was not easy, honestly. We put a ton of resources into that project because we defined this project as one of three core project must wins for Caruso. And today I can say, this was totally right.
Yeah. Yes, because you also won it, right?
Yeah, we were. So I would say we were one of 12 winners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But the only company from the automotive field worldwide. So we are a little bit proud about that.
Yes, of course. So and how many companies did participate in total?
Yeah. Oh, we had more than 2,800 participants. Wow. And so as Caruso, as one of the 12 winners, I think we can all be proud what we have achieved there.
So, and this is global, so you can apply basically.
It is, right,
anywhere.
Yeah. So when we met in Zurich in person, we had people from Israel, from Brazil, from the States, from Japan even. So really worldwide.
Great. And regarding the use cases, the brief was just, if you are a startup and you have some innovation which could be useful for Zurich insurance, then you can apply.
Yeah, so we have.
So it was not focused on automotive. That's what I meant.
No, not only. So we had several fields where you can participate or put your focus on, and it was not focused on the lines of business or the branches. It was more about how can you innovate, how can you simplify, how can you enrich customer journeys. And what do you bring to the table there, and how can we work together, and how can we prove there's a business model or a business that we can test. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was more than, or at some stage, it became then more like a collaboration, because then you guys had to put some work in as well. So yeah. It was not just next round and I pitch, next round and I pitch. It was that you really did groundwork.
Yeah, it was joint work, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. From our perspective, this was a mutual team. Sometimes you cannot divide who's who. Yes, yes. This was a perfect teamwork, what we did together. And this was the clue to success. So because we combined the technology knowledge of and data knowledge of Caruso with the deep industry knowledge of Zoran and his team. And this was the, as I said, the clue to success.
And could you describe the use case a little bit, which you now set up together with Caruso?
Yes, sure. Basically, we want to prove two things. First, is our users, our customers of Zurich willing to share their car data with us and with others involved in the process? And then the test field runs within the claims department. So actually, it's the first time as an insurer we want to see the car crashes. We want to gain experience or more or new experiences there. And we're waiting for the crashes. We had some first crashes, and then we want to prove, do we receive the car data with high reliability, and do the processes work, and do we have access to the data, basically?
And what are the data points you're interested in? So from what I hear now, it's not like the typical mileage, because when we're talking about accidents, is it then like collision data or?
Yes, so I think there are two parts that are interesting for us. First of all, just to know that a car crash has happened really fast, so that we can help the customer fast, but also other partners involved, right? So there are the OEMs for sure, everyone involved in a claims process, basically, and the workshops for sure, and everyone needs to have the information or some basic needs, really. Who is the insurer? Is this claim covered? Who pays for the claim? This is all information that can be delivered a lot faster, and it helps everyone and the customer, of course, as well.
And you managed, or you said that one of the main goals was that you were trying to figure out on how your customers are willing to give their consent or to give you access to the data of the car. This is like a big discussion, but many think on the use case first. This is the use case, and then we get the data, and then we do this. But this is like the first. This is the most important step, because if you don't have consent from your customer, you don't get the data. So how did that work for Zurich Insurance?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. This is really important. We need to have the consent. We need to explain the product. It must be really simple for the customer to engage with us or everyone involved. Basically, you have to explain to what data do we want to have access to? What do we do with that data? Mm. We cannot just access it all and then use only small parts without explaining it, right? You have to have a case for the data that you access.
Yes, and you need to make it understandable for the user. So you can't send him a list of data points, which for him is like in some alien language he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
And I guess there's a lot of people who think, or who also fear of giving access to their car data, because then they think, my insurance company is now surveilling me and monitoring every step I do, so...
That's right. I mean, we did some studies before we started with our pilot, and we saw that the people are most interested in sharing the data when they see a benefit actually in the claims process. And we received a lot of questions, not only from the customers, also from the agents of the customers that are involved in the process. And you really have to explain why you do it and what are the benefits. And otherwise, I think people will just not respond.
But I think this is also really great for Caruso. From such a small, you apply for this award, and then it's becoming like a proper project, and you're doing an end-to-end use case. So how was that for the team to have, like, also the commitment from a partner? Because in my experience, like back then when we started, there was verbal commitment a lot, but that you have also a partner who is putting the necessary work in.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fantastic. So this is part of the strategy of Caruso to do proof of concept together with trustful and powerful partners and OEMs, yeah, because at the end of the day, we need the data. But I see that in three levels. The, let's say, level to success of a specific project, for sure, data access. Good. The next one is, do I have a good use case? Okay. But the most important thing is, can you describe the benefits for your customer in one sentence? If not, go back to your homework. Yeah, because we see a lot of projects in the entire industry where use case was okay, data was okay, but the project weren't successful because nobody understood the customer. And what I can say is, under the hood of that project, Zurich spent an enormous effort how to convince the customer. And the result was a simple letter, yeah, with the right words to convince the customer. And can I say that we have 80% of customers who are willing to accept that service?
Yeah, so we have people that are responding.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the numbers are still evolving, evolving, right? So we're not at the end of our pilot. At the moment, yeah, what we can say is it's more than 50% who accept the offer when they've seen it.
Yeah.
So that's we're quite satisfied with that number. But we put the effort in, so and I think it was really needed to explain the product, and did receive questions. We need to have answers to them. So it's maybe also not an easy product because it's new, right?
Yeah.
If it's 10 years in the market, then people are used to it, but it's not the case today.
And that's what I meant. Can I explain that in one simple sentence? If not, customer will never buy data. Mm. Customer will never buy use cases. Customer will just buy benefits.
Yeah.
No? And that was a perfect result. No? And there were a lot of attempts before we got the results.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And on a commercial level, is this then now a special tariff where they have the option to have this digital or give this digital access, or are you planning to roll that out across all your customers?
Yeah, so it's really early at this point. So it's an MVP basically. Yeah. We're testing. So I cannot talk about how we want to implement it into the products, but for sure at one point when you can reach most of your customers, which would require that most of the cars are connected, and this will take some time, then of course there need to be products that fit to that offer.
And other topics which have been around, like in the recent years, or when we started with Caruso, the topic in insurance companies was always this driving-based insurance. Is this still a thing that I can have like a tariff where I say, okay, you can check how fast I'm driving, how often I brake and stuff, and then I get a better deal. Is this also still a possible use case with Caruso?
Yeah, we call that pay how you drive.
Yes.
This is exactly what you've described. And, you know, there are, let's say, some projects in the market, not only from Zurich, from other industries, but they're all based on retrofits, on dongles. And from an economical perspective, they are not profitable, because you have that additional hardware, you have a support organization to make sure that this thing is really working, and they're all thinking about, can we use the data directly from the car to do that kind of services? Yeah, we see that as one of the three major important use cases in the insurance industry.
Okay. And you mentioned the OEMs, something we didn't talk about. So for a use case such as this, it's very important, as we said, to get a user consent that he is willing to give his data. But then we need to get the data from the OEMs. And like when we started, the OEMs were not, I wouldn't say they were too happy to give away their data, but they were tipping their toes in the water and testing what they can give access to and whatnot. Yeah. How is the situation today?
It has developed in a positive way, I have to say, but it's far away from perfect. So we see some major obstacles which has to be solved quickly. The first one is that we have 15 under contracts, but some major brands are still missing, like Volkswagen, for instance, mm-hmm. the core brand of Volkswagen. The other thing is that even we have an OEM under contract, the OEM thinks that he can rule the business. That means he can say to which customer Caruso is allowed to give the data to. And this is not the idea of Caruso, yeah. for sure. And the second one, I would say, I call that a lack of common data sets. So, you know, all OEMs are using different technologies, they're using different structures, and the result is that they don't have a common data set. And we're all talking about multi-brand use cases, and a multi-brand use case needs the same data records from all OEMs. Yeah, this is will be part of the Data Act and the sector-specific regulation we expect in the next couple of months. So I would say this will be solved within the next 12 months.
And it must be solved for such use cases, also for you. Yeah. I mean, it would be very cumbersome to connect Zurich Insurance to every OEM and receive the data in different formats, in different frequencies. So for you, to make such use cases profitable, you need like a marketplace which gives you access to a standardized format.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just start it, there are so many OEMs, so many different cars, models, years they are produced in and have differences to the next model. And of course, the countries, you cannot only think of Germany itself, also Europe and worldwide in the end. So there need to be standards, basically. Caruso plays a part for us to help us achieve standards. And we're just starting, and we see promising results, but we also see that there's a lot of work to do. Yeah.
Yes. But so, I think you're playing it down a bit. It sounds like you did already a lot of great work.
Yeah, we really put a lot of effort in.
Yes.
Really a lot. So it was not easy. Maybe because we are one of the first insurance companies who engage in the claims process with connected cars. So there are not, I don't know, 10, 15 use cases in Germany alone out there that you can have a look at and learn from each other. So we really need to do the groundwork. And of course, if you don't know exactly where you're going, you just have an ambition, things that you want to prove, then you do mistakes and you do need to learn from them and build the product step by step.
But that was also something when we had a little prep call before, and I was also curious, because normally when you think about insurance companies and doing business with them, you think about this like big giant dinosaurs moving really slow, decision making takes ages. And then you told me about all this great stuff you're doing with startups together, this innovation championship. So how did your company, how did Zurich induct this? So was it at one point where you were saying that this digitization is coming and we need to be prepared, or we want to be at the forefront of this? Or was it always, or were you always curious on new technology?
So basically it's part of our strategy, right? To innovate, to simplify, and to put the customer in the center. And so the innovation championships really are part of that idea, and we want to attract startups, and we want to see what can we bring together. And but also on a local level, on a business level, not only this big group level. You really have to have people that have the right mindset,
yes.
that are thinking agile and can adapt, and things are changing rapidly, and so it's far away, I would say, from the old insurance companies that are not so fast as we think we are today.
Great, sounds really good. And Norbert, you mentioned that before you guys kind of stumbled into this championship, that you have three pillars you're currently working on. So what are the other two main projects of Caruso? Because you mentioned that in the last years or in the last year, the Zurich cooperation was one main point. So what are the others?
Yeah, we in our strategy is being defined that we concentrate on the industries where the pain is the biggest. And if you see that insurance has to invent themselves quickly to secure their business, this was one of the industries. The other is fleet. So that means number two is a second insurance industry. Mm-hmm. And number two is the fleet business. Mm-hmm. You may know that ownership of a car is decreasing.
Yes.
And that means there's always a fleet manager involved when it comes to a repair of a car. Mm-hmm. So, and fleets are interested in predictive maintenance, because the highest risk for them is the car and when a car is in a workshop. So it cannot earn money in that time. So they have a high interest in getting as much as possible information from a car directly to have an idea about the, I would say, health status of a car. And that's the reason why we have another activity which is concentrating on fleet business.
Yes, and you mentioned it, the loss of ownership. This will be like a game changer for the industry. Everyone is talking about electrification, but even though if a car is a combustion engine or electric, it's still a car. It needs maintenance, it needs repair. Okay, it has maybe lesser parts, different parts, but the real game changer will be this loss of ownership. And I talked with Maria Bonelli yesterday. We talked about it, that many people, or many younger people, so the generation after us, I guess, like this Gen Z, that when you ask them, do you have a car, do you want a car, they say, no, I'm fine, I get a pool car, I get some car sharing. And this changes also a lot of stuff at an insurance company, I can imagine.
Yeah, sure, it will. So I think you have to differentiate about or between the big cities, the young people living in the big cities. And of course, the landscape has already changed, right? You maybe don't have a car at all, or just share or use it, whatever, when you buy a new furniture for your flat. Of course, there are people living more rural, right? And they need their car to get to work or wherever. Yeah. And I think so. This differentiation will, still be there. But of course, you need you see a lot of change coming from the OEMs. And all that you just mentioned, I think it's part of the strategies, and the companies will move in that direction. And of course, for an insurer, it's also really a huge question. How do we adapt to that? What does it do with the business? Do we have less private customers but more fleets ultimately? And there are so many questions around that. Exciting times.
And talking about questions, the question I got asked the most yesterday was if I have been in hall, I don't know, it was 9 or something. There's a Volvo Polestar and some Android auto in there. And apparently it does magic, or at least for many people it looks like magic. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But as we know that the big mobile platforms like the Android OS and also iOS, so Apple, are pushing into the car, and they're now also pushing for telematics data. There was this news announcement from Apple a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And then immediately CEO of Volkswagen immediately said that they don't give access to Apple. So how does this involvement affect your business, both Caruso and the insurance companies?
Yeah, as Caruso, we dive very deeply into that, especially Android Automotive. And this is not the mirroring system you have in your entertainment right now. This is a real operating system for the entire entertainment things. And this one has theoretically access to the bus data of the car. So that means all sensor data. And the other issue is that you have access to the display of the car. That means a direct communication channel to the driver. So as far as we know, they've signed a lot of contracts with different OEMs, but this has been restricted for the entertainment functionality because OEMs are simply, in some cases, not able to do innovative entertainment internally. So they buy that.
Yeah. Yes, and we all know. I mean, when I go in my car, I plug in or I connect my iPhone and then I have my interface, my apps. And
for sure, the customers are expecting that, a perfect connectivity to their Google or even Apple phone. Yeah. So we see there will be a change in the market because we see more and more cars will be equipped with Android Automotive or Apple CarPlay next generation in the past. But we had a lot of, let's say, discussions with OEMs, and they say we will not share data via the channel. So we have that extended vehicle functionality. We invested into that, and we will not switch that to Android Automotive. And for sure, they want to be as independent as possible from the major hyperscalers. No? So we are deeply involved, as I said, and we are on the way to do scenarios about the possible consequences to Caruso and the entire industry. Yes.
And this is also a big fear of the car manufacturers, that they mainly then build devices, like mobile phone manufacturers build devices running Android.
Yeah, I know the one of the biggest fear is and was, when will the Google car come into the market or the Apple car? And this is one of the next steps, to put wheels around software, as I said. But so I think my personal opinion is this will take time. I would say. So this is the next step. We will see what the acceptance will be in the next couple of years, especially from the OEMs. Will OEMs really share data? But the opportunity for Caruso could be to use that technology to have a communication channel to the customers. That means we think that we will get the data from the OEM as we do that today, but we can use Android Automotive or Apple CarPlay to communicate with the car driver itself. So that means if you are a concept owner of a workshop concept, why not putting in an app in the Google Play Store to communicate with your customers? A very easy way. And from my perspective, this will be the way it will work in the next couple of years. For sure, Polestar is the only one today, but this will change, I'm sure.
Yes, no, definitely. And when we are now talking already a bit about the future, last question to close our interview session for today. If we guys meet again at the Automechanica 2030, what will be the topics both in the market and at your companies? So maybe we start with our Endura.
Yeah, so I think
do
this
I
is really
still
hard
need
to
endurance
answer.
In 2030?
Yes, of course. So that's a simple one. But I think it's really hard to predict these days. It was maybe much more easy 10 years ago. Things are changing so fast. So we've just been talking about Alphabet, Google, or Apple have, what kind of impact will they have? How are people, customers' behaviors changing? What does the electrification do to the aftermarket? And I think we as part of the insurance industry, we want to be a part of the process. We want to be deeper involved. And hopefully, we can talk about really good working use cases with connected cars in the future.
Great. And Norbert, for you, next 8 years?
Yeah, let me start with the insurance industry. I would say there will be no insurance without connectivity, without access to the car data. I would say I cannot imagine that there's room for, let's say, the classical insurance in the car insurance business, but what about workshops? Yeah. And this is our, I would say, our hallmark and my hallmark as well.
Yes.
I think there will be workshops, but the majority of good workshops, so it means good workshop is the one being prepared to repair a modern car, will be connected as well. And this is not only having access to the car, it's all about having access to the customer. That means, do I have an electronic booking system? Do I have a communication channel to my customer? If not, I would say generation Z, Y, whatever, will expect that more and more and more and more. And so that means the workshops which are not willing to change their way they do business will have some hard times in 2030.
Definitely. And to finish it, because we have like all these CEOs, like thousands of CEOs watching and listening. So what would be your message? How can they find out more about the use case you're doing? How can they find out more about Caruso? How they can take part? So there's like your 10 seconds of fame in this camera, and you can tell them where they can find you and get more information.
Okay, yeah, so we didn't publish a lot yet, but yeah, just watch Zurich Insurance, and I'm sure we will communicate a lot more in the next months and years to come.
And if I'm an OEM and I now want to give you access to all my data, where do I apply?
So very easy. It doesn't matter. So they will find their way. So we are open for all these discussions. And the most important thing is that there is a benefit for an OEM. That means a really data-driven business model where Caruso could be the enabler or the accelerator. Mm-hmm. So we see Caruso as a catalyst between OEM and consumers. And that's the reason why we say it's neutral. It must be neutral, independently of our shareholdership. We want to have the entire value chain to be successful. And yeah, that's the way it works.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
And enjoy your day at Automechanica.
That was the 8th episode of our Tech Talk Automotive Aftermarket podcast already. Great insights on the current state of telematics data and value-adding use cases. You'll find, as always, all the links in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe, push that little plus button in your podcast app. Talk to you in the next one. So long, take care, and bye-bye.